This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you're listening to Jax.
And Dean.
On our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our, I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Play the podcast, please.
Now, you're looking a bit anxious there, Jax. What's the story?
Well, many reasons, but this one now. I fear technology. I don't really like it. It scares me.
A technophobe.
Makes me, like a lot of it, you know, open heart surgery and stuff. Beautiful. Well
Love
done,
that.
Everyone.
Had some of those.
But some things is making us lazy and they're ruining the humanity out of things.
What if your friend's got like one of those watchy thingies, yeah, that just all
On the smartwatch and you got your, you know, you can just tap and go and pay on that. And he's like, yeah, this is great. And I'm like, no, it's terrible. You'll have too much to drink and you'll buy this bar. But anyway, something else that's scaring the hell out of me is something that Alex from The Big Smoke is going to talk to us about. Hey, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Scary technology, scary. What's happening?
Yeah.
So, you know, we talk about the way robots can take our jobs. So, you know, manufacturing to even food service. We know that robots are being integrated into more and more workplaces. But a lot of people don't consider a robot as a possible alternative to a counsellor or a therapist. And actually, this is being not only created but trialled at the moment. And the idea being that you, by programming a robot and having it understand a bit more of a nuance in details what you as a human would need to have a counselling technique work for you, they actually can deliver a more helpful and enjoyable experience, according to the School of Psychology in Plymouth. So, actually, the people that were involved in this particular study said they felt that the robot was more non-judgmental.
That idea of having a robot counsel me, that makes me depressed.
Yeah, and it's interesting. One of the things that the robot would do is it actually helps you articulate your goals and talk about your dilemmas more. It understood what to say to help engage you and encourage you to talk more about your needs. And they found that actually they can be quite motivating. So the idea that a social robot or a counselling robot could actually be interacting with us on a daily basis could even be what companies use to try to motivate their staff.
I hate it.
I hate it.
What about people? I like connections and interactions with people sharing, shared human experiences.
Connections are usually why you have to go to a therapist, though.
Yeah, but that's...
With humans. So you have to go to
the therapist with
humans. Yeah.
No, I'm trying to make sense of the world around me and myself.
How do you program empathy? That's what I don't understand. Like, I get...
Well, actually, AI, with a self-learning algorithm and over time, they can develop empathy. In fact, there's a robot called Sophia, who you've probably heard about. She was the first robot, or the only robot and the only woman, to actually receive citizenship in Saudi Arabia end of 2017. And over time, when you learn about her and you engage her more, she becomes more empathetic because she understands humans more. And she did a very interesting debate with another robot in Saudi Arabia where she was able to articulate really well some of the concerns humans have about AI.
But Alex, I was watching a documentary the other day on Foxtel, a little thing called Westworld. I don't know if you've seen it, but it doesn't end well.
No, even as Black Mirror.
Oh, Black Mirror doesn't end well at all either.
I don't watch either of those things because I'm scared.
And you're right there. I think technology obviously does a lot to improve things. I think that whole AI and voice activated, the whole the series and the Google Alexias and stuff are good.
Yeah. What about the robot in New York who can help you get off your parking fine?
Just don't park in a bad place.
So there is a robot who is able to get you off your parking fine. It's done over 100,000. Parking disputes, and it stopped people from having to get lawyers.
Ah, so it uses
it
the law.
It advocates for people.
Oh,
yeah.
That's actually kind of clever.
It's interesting.
Yeah, so it's an automated lawyer, basically.
Also, I like that.
Wow.
See, I like the sound of that. See, I like lawyer, tick. Therapist, not so much of a tick.
Not so much.
Do we pay the robots, though?
No, well, this particular robot for the law thing is free. I think that probably over time, a robot that's a counsellor will probably need you to pay the company that that's doing the therapy in-house. But the idea behind all of this is about the automation and actually still having humans program robots.
Now,
humans do actually lead the robots into how they're going to engage with people.
Absolutely. Now, I just heard, a pug bark there, young Alex.
Pug bark?
Yeah, Betty, it's her Betty. Time. She's watching TV.
Betty time. But would you ever replace your pug with a robot pug?
Oh.
No, I would replace everyone else in my life with a robot before.
Keep the pug, get rid of the people.
Yeah, straight out of the people, yeah.
Fantastic.
That's fair enough.
Thanks, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thanks so much.
See ya. You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.